Chapter 10. The Sixth Burrow. My memory of that last night I spent with Dad is very clear, when he told me that last bedtime story.
"Long ago, New York City had a sixth borough,"
he had started.
"The sixth borough was an island with just a thin bit of water between it and Manhattan. And some people, the people who were really good at sport, could jump across the water to the island if they tried really hard. Everyone loved that. The crowds used to clap and cheer every time someone managed to jump from Manhattan to the sixth borough."
"It sounds fun," I said.
"Yes, it was. But every year, fewer people could make the jump. Soon, only one or two people could do it. At first, everyone thought the jumpers were eating too much and getting too fat to jump. But it wasn't that. It was because the sixth borough was moving."
"Moving?"
"Yes, just a millimeter at a time, but it was moving away from New York. A few years later, no one could jump across at all. And then the eight bridges between Manhattan and the sixth borough started to break away, one at a time, and fall into the water. The phone lines broke too, which meant that people had to shout, or they had to write letters. They made the letters into paper planes, and they threw them across the water to the other side."
"Didn't people try to stop the island moving?" I asked.
"Yes, of course. They called the engineers, who tried everything to stop it going. They even used chains to try to pull it back, but nothing worked. It was incredibly sad, because some people had friends and family over there, and they were moving slowly but surely away. But, of course, there was also Central Park to think of."
"What do you mean?" I asked.
"Well, Central Park used to be right in the center of the sixth borough. It was the best and most beautiful part of the borough. But when everyone realized that the sixth borough was definitely going and couldn't be stopped, the engineers decided to save the park."
"How?"
"They put enormous hooks deep into the grass of the park. Then the park was pulled by the people of New York, like a rug across a floor, from the sixth borough into Manhattan. All the children of New York were allowed to lie down on the grass as it was moved. They lay on their backs next to each other, filling every part of the park. Bands played wonderful music, and there were beautiful fireworks, which disappeared in the air just before they reached the ground. And then the children were pulled 1 millimeter and 1 second at a time into Manhattan. By the time the park stopped moving, every child had fallen asleep, and the park was full of their dreams."
"Dad?"
"Yes?"
"Was there really a sixth borough?" He looked at me and smiled.
"Well, you can choose if you believe it or not. You just have to look at all the clues and then decide for yourself."
"What clues?"
"Well, there are lots of them. For example, if you walk 24 steps directly east from the gate into the play park, there is a tree. If you look on that tree, you will see two names cut into it. But there's no record of those names in the phone books or in hospital records or anywhere. Actually, they have studied all the names on all the trees in Central Park, and 5% of them aren't listed in any records.
That's really interesting, I said.
But because all of the 6th Borough's documents were lost when the 6th Borough moved away, we will never be sure. Some people believe they are made-up names. Others believe they belong to people who were lost forever on the island, which slowly moved away to Antarctica.
What do you believe? I asked him.
Well, it's hard for anyone to spend more than a few minutes in Central Park without feeling that they're experiencing something special. Or that there's some magic there, right?
I suppose, I said.
Maybe we're just missing things we've lost, or hoping for what we want to come. Or maybe it's the memory of the children's dreams from that night the park was moved.
Dad stopped talking, and there was silence as I thought about everything he had said. That was an amazing story, Dad.
I'm pleased that you think so.
Dad?
Yeah?
I just thought of something. Perhaps some of those things I dug up in Central Park were actually from the 6th Borough. He shrugged his shoulders, which I loved. Then he kissed my head, stood up, and left my room.